We're now recording.
Okay, thank you. Glenn, can you just go through and call up names so that we have the recording has the list of the names of people that are here at the beginning?
Yes, certainly, Avery. We have Avery Doria, who is leading the group, Joe Sansevier, Dave Piscitello, George Kirikos, James Bladel, Martin Hall, Jose Nazario, Wendy Seltzer, Paul Diaz, Greg Aaron, and Cal Ferrer. And from staff, we have Liz Gaster, Marika Koenigs, and myself. Have I missed anybody?
Okay. Okay, thanks. And I want to thank all of you for putting up with my restarting it, and thank you in advance for putting up with me over the next couple weeks while I try to bring it to a close. One of the first things I wanted to bring up was the fact that I saw George's mail about the Adobe View tool. It's not something I've used. I don't know if it's necessary to this group, and that's really for you all to tell me. I didn't want to try to acclimate myself to it in the last 10 minutes before the call. And what I basically said in my email, if it's just a question of having a queue of who's going to talk when, I'm used to working without it for that. If it is something that we absolutely need because, as I said, the work culture of this group requires it, then I'll learn how to use it before the next meeting and add it back in then. But people should let me know. Does anyone want to speak on the use of the Adobe tool at this point?
George here. I just wanted to point out that it's sometimes useful to chat in that while somebody else is talking, and it kind of allows people to, you know, make side notes on what is said without interrupting somebody. And it also lets everybody know who's on the call. People drop in and drop out, and it's hard to keep track.
So how does they have to have joined that to show up, right?
Right, most
and
people.
And there's not an automatic that everyone that's joined the call is automatically listed there.
True, but most people.
Okay, so it's only those who are doing that, and if people are having Skype or other side conversations, you know, they could be doing that even without the tool.
Right, but it would at least be visible to everybody. So.
Okay. Anyone else think that we need this? Okay. So for the moment, we'll see how this one goes. And if at the end of the meeting people say, you know, we really missed it and we should get it back, then I'll look into getting it back for the next time. Okay, the other thing I wanted to talk about was how to go about doing this. First of all, we have the new document. We have the surveys. I'm not recommending that we actually spend time going through the survey, but that we have the survey as a tool to go back to, but that we really work off the document that that Marika has put out with all the changes. Now, I've already mentioned to Marika one change in the next version that I'm going to ask for, and that's in each section that contains things that are, you know, supported or other views or agreement, that basically we have block subtitles so that we have, you know, the top of the subject, agreement, and then it has an agreement discussion, and then support, and it has a support discussion, and then alternative views, it has an alternative view, so that it's easy for people to see and delineate kind of what she's doing in colors now, but in black and white and visible so that there's, you know, three subsections to any section so people can quickly see which is which. But other than that, what I wanted to do was basically start walking through this document and make a pass through it now. What Marika has done is marked everything that she has decided was a alternative view or a supported view or an accepted view with tentative. And as much as possible, I'd like to be able to remove those tentatives in this first pass, so then we have a next document that only shows us the stuff where we have some disagreement about what its status is in the discussions. So does anyone object to taking it through that way? And I'll take a queue of names on people anyone that wants to speak on that particular process. No one? Okay, so that's okay. Great. Then starting, I guess we'll go to the document. And if I look through it, the first place that I see any marked changes from the last document, and what I'd like to ask is I'll go to the first change, which in this case is lines 192-194. And if anybody had something that was an issue before 192-194, please say something. But otherwise, I'll assume that the first place we have changes at the moment was 192-194, and this just looked like wording changes, if I could be sure, but...
Aubrey, this is Marika.
Yes, please.
If I can maybe just point out to everyone that the changes in blue are those that were already discussed and in principle decided upon on previous calls, so before
okay.
the survey. So that's why these are not color-coded. And the
okay.
others are color-coded as according to the survey. So just for
okay,
everyone's
that's,
explanation.
Okay, that's a good thing, because that actually fits in well with the way I like to go through these documents. And normally what I'd like to do is, for example, this time we'll go through and mark a bunch of things that are tentative as not tentative, and yet they'd still be in changes, because what I'd like to do is, like, next time around, go back to everything and sort of say, okay, last time we said that was okay, but is it? It's kind of like, you know, we have several different statuses going through that at the moment you have things that are tentative. The things in blue have kind of been resolved, but they're still in preview, so people can look at it this time and say, yep, that's what we meant. And then if we go past it this time with nobody having any changes, then we can basically, next time it shows up, color-free. So basically, so on this one, these are changes that you guys made last time. Are they okay? Anyone want to say anything about 192 through 194? Nope. Cool. Then mark those as accepted. Next was just a quick... I guess deletion in 205, 206. Any issues? Okay. Next one is one that's marked tentative, which is one that came out of the survey, and that's the illicit uses of fast flux, which was basically a deletion of why is it a problem to illicit uses. And that was something that was agreed to. Green was your color for meaning that your impression was that it was a... something that was agreed to, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And please jump in anytime I don't know what I'm talking about, because I'm learning my way on this document. So can the tentative be removed from there? Okay, great. So Marika, in terms of next time, this would show up without the tentative, without the green, but still in blue.
Okay.
So that next time we can go through it again and just make sure that everyone that was on the phone call, everyone had a chance to see it, people had a chance to think through it and say, but wait a second. In other words, so it's kind of like a two-pass on doing that, and I find
that
helps.
Just for my information, the ones that we just went through, they can just be accepted. Cause
they're accepted, right. They're accepted.
Those we already reviewed, so in the next document they just come up as a normal text.
Exactly.
Okay.
But anything that's only being... sort of accepted for the first time today.
Okay.
You know, everything that's tentative gets a slightly stronger than tentative, but isn't quite. I've just found, and hopefully that'll work here, and if it doesn't work here, we'll come up with I call the status, it's been reviewed, it's believed closed, but needs confirmation. And then at the next meeting, it gets confirmed, people look at it and say, yep, close that one.
Okay.
Okay, so then moving on. The next place I see blue, which is, again, stuff that's been reviewed, is lines 232 through 242. Any issues on that, or can those be closed? That's definitions of agreement, support, an alternative view.
On line 230, the number 490 can probably be changed to 700. There's like 694. Mail.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And that one probably will be changed again.
Yeah, might want to put like an
at the end. When? Is it? Okay. So So now just to cover those, so the way I'm doing agreement and the way it seems to be working with what Marika does is, you know, you posit in green that you think there's agreement tentatively, and then you go through it at least twice to make sure that indeed the agreement is there. The same thing with support and such. So, okay. Then the next thing was the members of the working group. This was tentative. It's a statement that people have, agreed to in the survey. I wanted to ask people one question about it, and normally I'm not going to ask too much about content, but it's on an individual title, not necessarily representative for their respective constituencies, or I would assume your companies. Or is that not the case?
Correct.
So would it be unreasonable to add respective constituencies or employers? I guess thinking of the safety of you that have employers that might not want to agree with what you've agreed to.
I'd certainly appreciate that.
Does anybody
I support that change.
Anybody object to that change? Okay, so could you add that, Marika, to representative for the respective constituencies or employers?
Yes, we'll do so.
Okay, thanks. And so you would lose the test but be in blue next time under the review status. Okay. I don't think we need to go through the names, though. Everyone should check their name and their employer and send any corrections. For example, I sent one on Lulio. But
are we going to alphabetize those or anything?
Suppose we could. And if we alphabetize them, is it okay to alphabetize them by first name? Although that puts me first. I don't like that. But yeah, I see no reason why they can't be alphabetized. It looks like they're at the moment in addition in order of joining the list. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Not. I think they were initially probably alphabetical by first initial, then a few more people joined and it were inserted randomly.
I think alphabetizing them before the end is fine. Then no one objects. I can't imagine anybody objecting to alphabetize. And I believe it's Marika's choice on how to alphabetize.
Oh, your imaginations about this group then are too limited.
But let's leave them limited. Let's not disabuse me of my notions. But anyhow, I mean, if someone has a caring for how it's alphabetized, please. And then again, I just whinged about having my name first, so I understand. Okay, the next addition we have, in addition, ICANN Security Senior Technologist Dave Piscatello actively participated in the working group discussions. I assume there was a reason for having his name separate from staff. I would think that it should also list the other staff members who have participated, you know, in the call. But anyhow, any objection to that as it stands? Okay. Moving on, we'll get to some harder stuff. Okay, in 266, the word definition was deleted. I don't know. Characteristics was added. Also in 273, 276, 277 had the same change with also a fast flux attack network was added. Any issues on any of those? Are they all okay? Okay, moving on. 279, some but not necessarily all of the network nodes are. Any issues? And one of these, what was the change on 281? I'm not quite sure I see what the change was.
Both of those words are 279, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay, so are those all okay? Accepted? Okay. Okay. 294 through 303, previous change, additional characteristics. and then a list. Then, as I understand it, 305 through 308 were two extra bullets that would get added to that. Oh, no, those are support, not... And those, the first set of characteristics are characteristics that have agreement, correct? And then these next two are characteristics that only have support. Is that a correct interpretation?
Correct.
I don't think there was... Well, I don't know that the first set were subject to an agreement question. Were they?
If I recall correctly, I think the first part was discussed in a previous group, and I think there was in a previous meeting, and we did through the Adobe system. I think we did a vote on them, and there was agreement. But the second set was, I think, submitted at a later stage, so that why it appeared in the survey, and there I didn't receive agreement, but it was just support.
I see. I must have missed the call. I apologize.
Okay. So in other words, then the tentative would go, and then this would be, and there was support in the working group for the following additional characteristics. I see. Okay. So any issue with that, removing the tentative and leaving those two points as points that have support but not agreement? Okay.
Robert?
Yes, on any of these things, we will go by them again. Yes, who's?
This is Dave.
Yes,
I was wondering if we could clarify the second bullet where it says who his records are fraudulently created. The other situation is when an account is stolen, a hijacking of an account. And so perhaps it should say who his records are fraudulently created, and then following the parentheses, or stolen, or the domain name is stolen.
Okay, well, it already has, for example, using stolen identities or payment methods, and basically you want to add a third condition, which is the domain name itself is stolen. It sounds like you're actually offering another bullet. You've got who his records are fraudulently created, which is one thing, and who his records are, who his entries or something are themselves hijacked, which sounds like yet another bullet.
I just want to make certain that the other case is enumerated, because a stolen domain account accomplishes the same, the same as the fraudulently created account. And ESSAC reported on registrar impersonation for in phishing attacks, and so I think that it would be appropriate to mention that additional.
Okay. What I would suggest doing is leaving this alone at the moment. In other words, these were already discussed and voted on, and are tentative. Remove the tentative, leave those three, and then what I see you're doing is suggesting yet another bullet.
Okay.
That perhaps you can try crafting that bullet, send it out on the list. We can determine whether that bullet is one that falls into the support category or into the upper agreed category, and go on it from that way, as opposed to trying to change something that we've already gotten a degree of support indicated on.
Sounds perfect. I'll do that.
Okay.
With a procedural question.
Sure.
Since I missed the earlier call for agreement, am I too late to disagree with several of the points up above?
I don't think so. That was the reason for asking, in other words, doing the double check.
Right. That.
In other words,
so that's
and so, okay, so basically, which of these are you saying, and of course, just one person is not necessarily enough to knock it from
right.
agreement to support, but which ones are you questioning?
The consumer broadband and poor quality who is. I would not support. The IPs lying within consumer broadband allocation blocks and poor quality who is.
Okay, so you would say that those should be moved down to support?
Yes, or I would not express my agreement with them.
George, I think I'm mostly on Wendy's side on most issues, but I think on this one, it's intended only to be part of a fingerprint. It's not necessarily the main part, but it's just that, you know, if you've got hijacked consumer PCs, that could be a partial signal. It doesn't necessarily stand alone that's a factor for FastFlux attacks.
Okay. I would then expect that
the language
compromised computers would garner more support than the mere location of the computer. Yeah, on the network. But
because we could probably even add in other things, you know, running Windows operating system, which would be
sure.
Kind of consumer network as opposed to...
So what you're arguing is that by used to distinguish a fingerprint, that these things are just a cluster of things that may or may not contribute to that definition or to that fingerprint. So what I would suggest doing is take the in-address or IP lying within consumer and the poor quality who is and leave them in blue for next time. And so, and then we have these others that will be in blue and actually talk about moving them down to that other category. Is anyone else in agreement with moving them from agreement to support? Or is it just one?
Avery, this is James.
Yes.
I agree with the statement about poor quality whois, as well as the support bullet whois records are fraudulently created. I think that I understand what the sentiment is, and I think that we can express it and probably combine both of those points into a single supported bullet that says something to the effect of whois records contain fraudulent submissions or contain invalid data, but I'm not sure I like the way that the especially the tentative bullet is worded.
Okay, so it sounds like three of you have had comments on the wording and placement. Anyone else want to speak on this particular issue? Okay.
I'd be in favor of going ahead and working to combine the items if possible, but I do think that, for example, the whois item and the location in the consumer blocks, I think those are both things that should go ahead and receive as much emphasis as possible, since they're very helpful in terms of distinguishing the FastFlux from non-FastFlux domains.
Okay. So you're basically arguing that they're within that cluster, even though that cluster is not all things must exist, or anytime you see these things, it means.
Right.
What I'd like to ask is, before the next meeting, if those of you that would like to see the recombination or wording could actually try to work out some wording either on the list or between yourselves, and suggest that we leave this one all in blue, and get rid of the tentative, but leave it all in blue so that we come back next time and can look about shifting things around in order. And if you guys have been able to agree to some other wording that you're all happy with, then we could substitute that in.
Is
that an okay approach?
George, I have an idea for a possible helpful clarification. On line 295, it says additional characteristics that in combination or collectively have been used. Perhaps the word empirically used or statistically determined, like that kind of maybe shows that if not something like a causality base that necessarily is implied into the future, but was determined through observation, that, you know,
right. It sounds to me, though, like you're almost saying what people are saying is additional characteristics in combination or collectively have sometimes been used to distinguish or fingerprint. Is that, you know, sometimes one has been used, sometimes another. It really depends on the study and the technique and the methods that people are using is kind of what it sounds like I'm hearing.
Right.
And that all of those are not necessarily there, and that's why it's more of a sometimes, and it's in combination or collectively. But I would ask the people that are sort of having issues on this one to basically go off and see if they can come up with some recommendations in common that we can look at the next time and come back to this.
Will do.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so Monica, I'd say this particular section remains blue, though it can lose the yellow and tentative. Okay, then the next one is 310 to 314. Is that fine? Okay, great. Moving on.
Actually, hold on a second. This is Jose.
Okay.
My experience has been that this applies to the Fastbox nodes, but the way that it's worded, it could also include the back-end servers, the motherships. And those motherships are, from everything that I've seen, those things are expressly run and operated by the botnet owners, so those are totally by their own consent, not a hijacked PC. So I guess I would argue that we should look at constraining that paragraph only to those the advertised nodes and not the mothership.
Okay, I have a question. Is from reading this, though, any of these networks? True, the mothership may be with consent, but that there are many nodes in that system that are running software without notice or consent.
Cool,
and that
yeah.
is the characteristic of that network, that there are systems. It's not that all systems are, and as when I read this, it's not saying to me that every system in that network has stuff running without consent, because there's always something there.
Mm-hmm.
That is intentional and consented to. It's just that there are many elements that are being run without consent. So whether it's one thing or another, I don't know that this statement actually goes against what you were saying.
If I can jump in for a second, I think what Jose might actually be saying is that we've really been focused just on the visible components of the FastFlux networks. And there's sort of a second layer behind there that the visible components talk to, and I don't think we've really paid a lot of attention to that layer of it.
Yeah, I understand that, but the statement doesn't necessarily exclude that. And it's because here you're talking about the network, and the network has stuff installed on hosts without notice or consent. It doesn't say all software installed on all hosts is without notice or consent. So I'm not really arguing the point, but I'm sort of saying the statement that's there seems to not be disagreement with what you're saying. I mean, obviously, if you think there's a change to this, it's necessary. But here it's saying that in any network, and I don't think that you're saying that there's a secondary part that has consent, that in any network that's being used this way, this is one of the critical features, that there will be software installed on hosts without notice or consent. Correct?
Yeah. I see where you're coming from, and I guess... If other folks don't find ambiguity there or confusion or, you know, then I'm happy to withdraw my point there.
And, I mean, there is stuff later in this document that does seem to talk about, you know, motherships and other systems.
Okay.
But we can always leave it in blue and come back to it again.
Yeah.
Basically, we don't necessarily have to change it now. We can leave it in blue and say, yeah, we want to think about it again. So I'm not trying to close the door on it. If there's more thinking and perhaps word changing that people want to suggest at another pass, you know, we can come back to it. It's really the madness of this method is if you don't accept it now, then sleep on it for a week and we come back to it in the next pass.
Yeah.
We can have another crack at it. So I'm not trying to force you to accept it in any way. I'm just sort of arguing as to what I read in it.
Yeah. That sounds good. I go ahead and throw my objection at this point. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Okay, moving on. Charter questions. I don't want to talk about charter questions. Oh, these are questions from the charter. Okay, we have a blue at 333 here, which is defined, has been replaced by characterized. It sounds like that was a global change people made. Okay, then the next blue section was who benefits from fast flux. I really hate those words. Any issues with that blue? Okay. Next is at 356. This is one that came out of the polling. Fairly long section where we have a agreement statement and then we have an alternative view statement. Is there initial agreement to the fact that this is an agreement statement? And this was one that Marika decided there was agreement based upon I'm not looking at the sheet with the votes in front of me, but based on the number of votes.
One mechanical issue. On 360, can we go ahead and remove the URL broken due to length, assuming we can figure a way to not break the URL?
Yes. I'm sure. I always put in a short URL.
No, don't put in a short URL.
I know.
Which we can then break due to volatility of networks.
I mean, just go to the footnote where you got a smaller font and it fits.
And I mean, even if the URL is broken, so be it. I mean, if anybody cannot tell that that's not a hyphenated word, but that's a URL that's broken. Anyway. Okay, so I am assuming that we can renew the tentative and the green color, but we'll leave it in blue. Moving down to the next one at 368. Tentative, an alternative view, the following, that's so hard to read, was offered. There are legitimate users of short TTL values and that. So any disagreement that was an alternative view? Okay, then. So I'd say remove the tentative and the shading. Okay, next. 383 through 386. This was previously agreed to. Any issues with it? Okay. 391 through 394. Previously agreed to. Any issues with it?
Again, just a mechanical thing. I think discover should be discovery on 394.
Yes, okay.
And TOR isn't capitalized. Rather, the T is, but OR not.
Okay. I assume, Marika, that you're capturing all of these.
Yes, I am.
And such, and typos and such. Okay, great. So that one, moving on. On those things where Marika's changing something because of a typo, I mean, she can leave it blue for that word blue for us to confirm it next time, but I don't know that that's critical. Although it's probably good for anything just to be marked that way so that we can tell for sure. Okay, next is 411. This is one from the voting. It's marked as tentative. It's an agreement statement. Is there any issue with whether this agreement statement is agreement? They say we'll come back to it next time or in the next pass. But no, okay. So that one can lose the tentative, lose the shading, but remain in blue. And the next one is tentative on alternative view is expressed in 431, 433. Is there any issue with that being listed as an alternative view?
I will support the alternative.
Me too.
Right. And at some point we may on some of these come back if people have an argument that tentative has bigger support than just, that alternate has bigger support than just one or two people, and that it should be upgraded to support, then, those people should make a case for it. But there should be, a significant number of people and to upgrade it, just like there should be a significant number of people to downgrade one. But we can certainly look through, all of that as we go on, and at any point where, somebody's managed to convince six other people of their alternative view, those six people should show up and we can upgrade the view. Some people can be very convincing. Okay, 443 is data listed. I don't assume there's any issue with that. Okay. 448449, maintaining an acceptable rate of false positives. I guess deleted, avoiding. Any issue with that change? Okay, that can remain. 455 through a whole bunch. 455 through, let's say, 513. Is that previous edits that were believed agreed upon? Are there any issues on that?
Could I suggest that we expand the acronyms? I think, when we typed those in, we were using email. So right. GLBA and HIPAA.
Okay. Now, one of the customary practices, and I'm going to see if this is okay with the group, is that the first use of any acronym is fully spelled out. And then after that, one can use, if it's used again, one can still use it. Is that an acceptable practice?
But GLBA and HIPAA are both introduced without having been exploded.
I wasn't disagreeing. I was just making sure that as a policy, as long as basically, and then Marika can just look for this in the document in general, as a general comment, and that on any acronym at the point of its first use, it should be spelled out. And then after that, it can just be used. So I was just thinking, while we were making that note, we can just make that a sort of general note for the document that, she on her own time can basically go through and just make sure that that's the case on all acronyms, if that's okay with people. And that, so hopefully then, if somebody notices that that hasn't happened, then they make an issue, but, bring it up. But, okay? Okay, so anything else in that 455 through 513 section. Okay, so that can be marked as accepted. Okay, in 515 through 523, there's a tentative in there that was one of the things that was voted on. This is all being listed in agreement. So, is that acceptable? Is that a correct evaluation there? And that being a statement that's agreed on. Okay, so I would say that number three there stays in blue for next time, but loses the tentative in the shading. And okay, then the next one. Sorry. Then the next one is, sometimes my pages jump around on me. 525 through 546 is statements that were voted on. And that those were support. Now, I'm kind of curious on this one. I want to understand. The previous statements, they may unwillingly disclose medical personal information that could be used for blackmail or coercion. That was something that was agreed upon. Whereas the rest of the content here in yellow, until we come down to individuals who purchase bogus products, especially pharmaceuticals, may be physically harmed. I wonder about the use of the word bogus, but okay. And then we go back to support to add. So, in this case, if those two statements that are currently unshaded are agreement statements, and the rest of the stuff is only supported statement, then I would suggest that this is one of those places where I talked about where we would have sort of a clear definition that we wouldn't try to intersperse stuff that's agreed on with stuff that's only got a support level. So there'd be basically, you know, agreement, and then there's the two statements, you know, people may unwillingly disclose and bogus products, and then support and all the stuff that's in yellow, so that it's visually clear, unless there's more support for this than just what it looks like. Does anybody want to speak to that?
I think the intent was originally to go ahead and just sort of expand on what was meant by the sort of two briefer statements. And, you know, as the person who went ahead and actually submitted that text, it's just because I go ahead and routinely talk to folks who don't really get exactly what the issues are with that kind of disclosure or leakage.
This is Marika. If I can just provide you with some of the comments I've actually made, and I think the reason why people maybe support or agreed on the first part and only supported the other one is that I think a lot of people thought that the text was getting too long. I don't think it was a question that, you know, people didn't agree with the actual content of it, but I think it was more a statement that they were feeling that this part of the text was getting too long.
Is it possible, George here, is it possible to put all this in an appendix? Because it's really just a laundry list of harms on the Internet, which kind of aren't particularly directly related to Fast Flux, but were put in there, like things like medical records, health records, you know, that could be non-Fast Flux too, but there's nothing particularly related to Fast Flux for many of these things.
But remember, the actual section title is Who's Harmed by Fast Flux Activities, and the intent is to go ahead and sort of explicate what those harms are.
But that's basically all the harms on the Internet. Like, it could be done, you know, with one sentence and said, you know, say, refer to Appendix 12 or something.
Yeah, Wendy, I'd agree that attributing all of these to Fast Flux seems a bit too close a connection, rather saying, I think there's one more step, that Fast Flux can be used as one means of perpetrating harm, and separately, there are dozens of harms that Internet users may.
For example, you could toss in something about online gambling, given the EU ruling yesterday, and then open up a whole new can of worms that, you know, if you want to get support from a certain constituency, you would just, you know, toss in their pet peeve or whatever. So I don't want it to be seen as a political thing that, you know, if your special, you know, concern of health or whatever, or gambling is mentioned, that, you know, you get support for the document because of that mention.
I have some concern that we're kind of cycling back and sort of revisiting things that we've already discussed and then even voted on, and I'd sort of like to avoid that if possible. I don't know how you feel about that, Avery, but...
Oh, I very much feel the things that you have discussed and voted on shouldn't be redone. Otherwise, we won't complete. What I'm really trying to figure out is how to deal with the separation between what's agreed on and what's supported. I tend to agree that since it's in this part of the section, it should probably say there. Trying to move it into an appendix at this point would be a major rework, I think. I would recommend, and see how that goes next time, is basically in this section, you know, to basically take the two lines in blue and say, you know, put those together under this disagreed part, and then basically go supported, and then add the rest of this and see how it looks next time. And then see if people can read it and sort of decide, well, you know, we don't have to keep it separate as supported. But if the only reason people are objecting is the length of it, I would say don't worry about it. This thing is already 76 pages. What are two paragraphs?
Just a brief comment from Wendy, that I'm objecting to the emphasis on harms. We know what generic harms are, and stacking them all into the document makes Fast Flux into a worse seeming problem than it needs to be.
And that's why you would consider
and that's
it
why
as only supported as opposed to there's agreement.
That's why I would dissent from supporting it.
From just having it included in there.
Right.
Okay.
And this is James. I support Wendy's statement there. I think it leads to the implication that curing fast flux cures these other ills.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay. So let's just try to see what happens if we separate those two out and just leave them as saying supported comments and then leave them there. And then next time we can go back through it.
I have one mechanical suggestion in terms of how to represent the varying levels of support. For the stuff that essentially has, you know, strong support, I think it seems like it would be easy to show that sort of in a large font. And then essentially as support becomes smaller and smaller, perhaps decrease the size of the fonts?
That aesthetically just bugs me.
Okay.
But also it becomes actually very hard to read. I believe that what we can, it's actually visually clearer to people if you say these are the statements on which there was agreement, these are the statements on which there was only support. You know, and in fact, in your case, Wendy, you may want to add an extra statement that only has support that gets added into the support section that basically cautions against, you know, in other words, what you're saying, maybe that's just an alternate view that gets added in if only two of you are saying it. We can determine that later, that sort of expresses what you're saying, that listing all these things is problematic. And so we've got the things that are agreed on, we've got the things that are supported, and then we have the alternate view that says, you know, yes, these things are dangerous, but, you know, curing fast flux does not cure the common cold. And move on from there. And basically, so it's all been said. So that might
all
be
right,
worth
thanks. I'll send
that might be worth trying, and perhaps you want to phrase those two, three sentences and then send them to Marika and she could put them in this section. You know, start out as certainly as alternate view, and then if we find out that there's, you know, stronger support for them, we can upgrade them. Okay. We can take a couple more before we hit the hour mark. 548. There's agreement on all this green goop, 548 to 561. Any issues? I'm just accepting that there. Okay, it'll lose the tentative and lose the color, but remain in blue. 563 through 574. Again, it was agreed upon. And is there any issue with that being left there as agreed upon? Okay, leave it in blue, lose the tentative in the color. Then we have basically 576 through 79, agreed upon last time. Any issue? Okay. Then there's 581 through 588, where we have the first part that was agreed upon. And then there's, oh, I could tell this is the same issue. There's support for adding some examples, such as child pornography, which of course will go away when we get rid of fast flux, and such. So it strikes me that the same comment here would be support for adding these examples of things that hopefully will be ameliorated, you know, or at least we'll be able to catch the bad guys better, or whatever it is people are saying here. And then perhaps there's also an additional comment, you know, on essentially the same comment you were making before. I'm assuming that that's the same reason that this didn't get support. Is that a correct assumption? No?
That's correct.
Okay. So, yeah, so you may want to add that same sentence under alternative view. So another seven will basically have a first part, Actually, I'm not sure, and I'll talk to Mariko about this later, whether anything that's divided into the three, we have seven agreement, you know, seven support, seven alternative view, or some way of saying it, so that we've clearly delineated where those things are so people can see it and people understand what the issue is. And I think by laying it out that way, people can see that, you know, there was agreement on a certain part, there was something else that people thought important to stay, and enough people thought important so it had support, and then there was something that a few people said, you know, raised a flag and say, but caution, you know, etc. And that would be good to be able to be seen. Okay, is that okay? Then moving on to 590 through 595, basically seem to have agreement. And then any issue with that having agreement? Okay, and then we go into who benefits. And I think we're at the end of the hour. So what I propose to do is, how often, you guys are meeting weekly or biweekly? Hello?
Weekly.
Weekly, okay. So that's good, because it seems like, so what I would suggest we do is that the people that were going to sort of had some issue to work together in some of that previous language, get together, and if you can come to agreement, you know, and I have absolutely, if Marika has the time, perhaps you want to set together up an ad hoc phone call at some point to talk about it, but if you can do it on email lists or in some other way, that's fine too. Perhaps working on the wiki is a way to craft some language. However, you know, it's easiest for you guys to work together to craft some alternative language there that you all agree to, and then bring it back next time so that we could see if everyone else agrees to it. But that basically next time I will start from 597 and try to run through, you know, a bunch more of these things. And what I'd look for is if in some of the areas coming up they're similar to this one, that, you know, you voted against supporting something because of a particular view, and there's a couple of you that have that view, then you might as well create that alternative view statement. I pulled out my headphone. So then basically the statement that explains, you know, the alternative view to why there isn't support. Because almost whenever there's going to be only support for something, then there's obviously somebody who had an alternate view. If there's agreement, there may not be an alternate view. But if there's only support, then it almost stands to reason that there's an alternate view that goes with it that explains why there wasn't full support. And it's useful, I think, to get those things in as part of the full snapshot that people have. And does anyone else have something to add?
George, are we still trying to get this done by Cairo? Like, how many?
No.
More? Oh, okay.
No. We took the break. I'm trying to get it done as quickly as possible. It would be good if we had a fairly clean, and as if we made a couple passes through it, and we're at a fairly clean point by Cairo. But I'm not trying to rush it. I'm just trying to get a clean snapshot without, you know, going through stuff. So read through the things, think through it. I think we might be able to move a little quicker next time. Basically, the content that we have to deal with basically goes until about page 41. So we essentially made it about halfway through the voted on stuff this time. And, you know, next time I'd like to make it through, if we can, through to line at least 1157, which is, you know, the possible next steps. I don't care as much about the possible next steps yet. You know, I'd like to basically, once I get to 1157, then at the, and if we can get to there by the end of the next meeting, then at the following meeting, we make a complete pass through, and hopefully there'll be very few issues left at the end of that pass. Okay? I thank you all. And if people feel that we should do a longer meeting next time, let's discuss it on the mailing list. If people feel that, hey, you know, an hour is not too painful, we can do 2 hours and finish quicker, I'm fine with that. People let me know. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Have good weekends all, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.